Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
So glad to be back at you after a week off of vacation. Let me tell you, my wife and I packed a lot into a week. It's amazing when you have a limited amount of time how much you can do. Our first order of business, we watched our Phillies play in Baltimore at Camden Yards. I have never seen that stadium before. That was, of course, the original of the throwback stadiums. Now everybody builds a stadium that looks like the old-time parks, but that thing was built in 1992. That's when it opened. We had a great time. Some of the nicest fans you ever met, by the way. Everybody, there I was adorned in my Phillies stuff, and there's Orioles fans. There were actually more Phillies fans there than Orioles. It tells you the hard times Baltimore has fallen on. But at one point during the game, you know, Phillies were just beating up on them, and then the Orioles kind of came back toward the end but still lost. And I'm walking out of the men's room at one point. I've got my Phillies stuff on, and some guy in Orioles gear sees me. He goes, "We gave you a scare." And I go, "Hey, you guys made it a game." So it was a tremendous amount of fun. And then, you know, we were there ostensibly for my niece's engagement party. That was the whole idea of our vacation, why we were doing that. But we decided we're going to do all kinds of other things too. We had an Airbnb scheduled. We had never done Airbnb before. This was the first time ever. And it was in this old refurbished hotel in Ocean City, New Jersey. We found it online. That's what Airbnb is, you know. And the description looked fantastic. We got in and saw it. And trust me, my friend, it was nothing, absolutely nothing like what was advertised. It was not as advertised. The place was filthy. I mean, absolutely gross, filthy. How dirty? Let me put it to you this way. On the bathtub was black mold. Okay, and my wife was the one that noticed that because she has an eye for that kind of thing. And there were all kinds of other things. I mean, the lampshades were so dusty. It looked like they had hair growing on. It was horrible. It was disgusting. Even by my zero standards, it was awful. We're sitting on the beach. We checked in and we're sitting on the beach. My wife keeps going. She goes, "I can't do this. I just can't do this." Thinking about it, you know, so we ended up canceling. We didn't even stay there. We canceled. We got a full refund on the place, and the guy that owns it didn't even argue it. He apologized, and we got a full refund on the place. It was terrible. But then we stayed at this resort in Stone Harbor, New Jersey, and this was where my sister-in-law had actually wanted us to stay originally. And we were like, no. We want to be independent. We want to do this independently and everything. And we were like, you know, we should have come here to begin with. Forget independence. I want to be catered to. And you want to talk about being catered. Holy cow. The greatest, I mean, seriously, greatest customer service I've ever experienced in my life. Everything was done for you. Let me put it to you this way. It ain't cheap either, okay? I mean, the place was it's an expensive place. But they cater to every need. "Oh, no, sir, don't do that. We'll do that for you. Do you want that? We'll bring that up to you. Oh, let us take care. Can we take care of this for you?" Everything. You go out to the beach, they have golf carts that take you out to the beach. You don't even have to walk there. They call them jump carts. And the staff was just fantastic. This place is called The Reeds, by the way. R-E-E-D-S. The Reeds in Stone Harbor, New Jersey. It was an experience I will never forget. I mean, it really was the greatest customer service experience I ever have witnessed. So we did that, and then we did a whole lot of visiting with family and everything else, and we went home. But the lesson we learned, Airbnb might be good, but we probably are not the best judges of it. My daughter has had some great experiences with it. Everybody said, "You know what? From now on, have your daughter pick the place out." I go, maybe we will. But boy, oh boy, is it good to be back.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audioboom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.